Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Robin Keene, who is the founder of The Quitting Culture. She works with parents to help them help their kids exit the quitting culture and enter the completion culture. Robin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mitchell. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Man, I love that. I love that sentence at the end. That's very cool. And you know, it's really interesting. I've enjoyed our green room conversation and getting caught up to speed. And I'd love the audience to get to know you through your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
My customer point of pain is parents of children who love to quit.
Well, you know, many kids like to quit or love to quit. And it's just so easy to continue to move on to the next thing. It extends into adulthood. It extends into corporations. And it's such an interesting conversation. Tell me more.
Well, see, parents want the best for their kids, right? All of us do. And we have all these dreams for our kids. And you might have the dream of, you know, having your daughter become a prima donna ballerina, or you might have a dream of your kid playing on a professional soccer league, or you might just have a dream. It's not just Mike, but you might have a dream of your child going to an Ivy League school. But what happens is we enroll our kids in activities and then they want to quit for any reason or no reason at all. So if they can't get through soccer or dance class, they're probably not going to get to Harvard or survive it, right? So I work with parents and kids over a 6-month period on mindset, belief systems, and resetting those behaviors so they change their relationship to quitting and establish a habit of completion. So they end up believing they can do whatever they set their minds to.
Mm, absolutely beautiful. How do you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, my journey started when I had 4 children and I experienced some of the turmoil of quitting with my own kids. And then I had a music and dance studio for over 2 decades where I watched this thing play out, this mindset, these beliefs play out over and over again. And fortunately, I was able to figure it out early enough that I could help my kids. And they're all successful young adults now. And then I've been able to watch the other kids in this small town also do some of the same things, you know, become successful.
Nice. And I think you had said in the green room, thousands of kids?
Well, yeah, there are, in my studio, there were about 500 kids enrolled every year. So thousands, literally, of children going through my studio in a town of about 5,000 people. So we definitely captured the market share here in SQIM.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wonderful. How do you go about sharing your credibility?
Oh, people can connect with me. I speak on stage and I have a podcast. What's interesting, Mitchell, is that my experience of growing up was that I actually never quit anything because my parents didn't let me. And so in, you know, on the other side of that, I became an overdoer and an overachiever. So when I started experiencing things with my own kids, I was like, what is this, right? So I love helping people understand both sides of, you know, overdoing and overcommitting and that side of it and what happens when we never finish anything, right? It's all related and it's all really interesting because the kids we raise grow up to be the adults that are stuck in those same pitfalls.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So listen, if you're a parent of children and or a child and they love to quit, reaching out to Robin makes a whole lot of sense. Robin, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Best way is just to go to my website, quittingculture.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link where you can schedule a call with me. I'd love to chat.
Oh, well, thank you so much. This was fun, and thanks for sharing your credibility with us today.
Thanks for having me, Michelle. I appreciate it. It was fun.
You're welcome. And guys, now that you're here, you've made it to this part of the episode, You know the importance of Robin's message. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.